Our hunter motto is, "The care of the future is mine," she said, wrapping things up. "So let's take it as our charge. It's up to all of us," she grinned. "Hunter class of 1940, congratulations, and good luck to us all." Still beaming, Veronica took her seat alongside the rest of her class as the ceremony ended with a rendition of "America the Beautiful," a benediction from the rabbi, and finally, the recessional to Edward Elgar's "Pomp and Circumstance." As the last notes of music faded and the crowd dispersed, Veronica hung back with Izzy Horowitz, her co-editor. The two had worked together for 4 years on The Envoy, with deadlines, late nights, strong coffee, and all the stress and pride of seeing each new issue printed. Veronica adjusted Izzy's cap and fixed her friend's hair. "I can't believe this is it," she said.
"I'm just so glad we're both staying in New York," Izzy replied.
Although many of their friends were content to listen to Frank Sinatra and read the comics, Veronica and Izzy, who read every newspaper their school library carried, especially Drew Pearson's syndicated column, Washington Merry-Go-Round, knew things were bleak. The world was growing darker each day. There was a sense of bated breath as Europe's leaders, like chess players, plotted their next moves. Veronica's face darkened. "If people don't wake up, we're all going to be goose-stepping a year or two from now." Another of the graduates, wearing pearl earrings and an orchid corsage, rolled her eyes.
"Oh, here she goes again, Veronica Grace and her Nazis are evil shtick."
"They are. Just ask the folks in France. Or maybe you haven't heard the latest."
"I have. And the Germans have promised to be respectful in France. Pétain's in charge now in Vichy. It'll all be fine."
"It's not fine," Veronica told her. "Don't you see what Hitler's going to do to them? Just wait."
You're always assuming the worst."
"But the worst keeps happening." Veronica tried not to roll her eyes. Germany was protected by its alliance with Russia to the east and by a neutral America to the west. The Nazis had marched across Holland at lightning speed and taken Belgium, Holland, and Luxembourg easily. France had fallen in 6 weeks. Now the Luftschlacht England, the air invasion of England, was about to begin.